Welcome to Torah Timecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Professor Smada Rosenzweig, and today we will be studying Shmuel Aleph, Perek Kaf Zayin, Chapter 27. Let's recap Perek Kaf Vav, Chapter 26. In our last Perek, Shaul hunted David again. The Zipim inform Shaul where David is hiding, and Shaul pursues him again with 3,000 men. David sends spies to see where Shaul is camping and asks for a volunteer to come with him. Avishai volunteers. When the two of them come to the campsite, Shaul is sleeping with his spear stuck in the ground near Avner, his army general. And Avishai suggests, Hashem is handing you your enemy. I will strike him with one blow. And David says, don't kill him. He's the anointed one. Hashem will take care of him. Let's just take the spear and jug of water and go. David calls Shaul from a nearby mountain and chastises Avner, Shaul's army general, for being lax in his security protocols, because he could have killed Shaul right there and then. He's showing the spear and the water as proof. And Shaul responds, just like in chapter 24, Perek Kaf Dalad, Hakol Chazeb Ni David? Is it your voice, my son David? Shaul recognizes David's voice. David is getting his voice back, his unique identifying feature of reason, emunah, and leadership. When Shaul says, is this your voice? And David acknowledges yes, which is different than in Perek Kafdala, chapter 24. Yes, I got my voice back. David is implying that he is slowly returning back to himself and is not acting in a way that will jeopardize his future. David further responds to Shaul, why are you chasing me out of God's territory, out of Israel? It's as if you are saying that I should worship idols. Why are you chasing me? Shaul responds, Chatati, I sinned. I will never hurt you again. I was mistaken. And he gives him a bracha, a blessing. And he says, I know you will be successful. And they both go their separate ways. And this is the last time that Shaul and David meet, this last perek. What we saw is that David acted differently after he met Avigail. Avigail really taught David a crucial lesson about himself, his destiny, how he should act. Pressure shouldn't get to him. He shouldn't act in the heat of the moment. It could totally derail his kingship. And David internalized this message. And in a sense, she's warning him not to become Shaul. Because if he becomes Shaul, hot-headed, fearful, acting in a way that it's personally vengeful, then he will lose his kingship. He will lose his melucha. He must learn from his mistakes and move ahead. And we saw that in the last perek, that he is able to move ahead beyond his mistakes. And that's what separates him from Shaul. So will David stay in Israel after Shaul came after him again? Even though David was able to save his life, is he going to stay and take a chance with Shaul, or is he going to run away? Our Perek Kaf Zayin, chapter 27, is a very short Perek of just 12 verses, of just 12 psukim. So I'm not going to do a summary in the end. I'm only going to tell the Perek once. David does not trust Shaul to cease and desist from pursuing him. So he escapes to the Plishtim, to Achish Melech Gat. The Malbim explains that he can't expect miracles to happen every day, and that Hashem will save him every day from Shaul. So he goes to Plishtim. But he's not happy about this. David does not want to go there, but he feels he has no choice. In our last perek, David said that being out of Israel is like telling him to worship idols. And the Malbim explains, of course, David is not worshiping idols in Chutz La'aretz, out of Eretz Yisrael, but you're far from divine providence. You're far from Hashkacha Pratit. So, of course, David would rather be in Israel, where Hashem's control and Hashem's Hashkacha is so concentrated. But he feels he cannot take a chance with Shaul. And once Shaul goes, once David goes to Plishtim territory, Shaul decides not to pursue him anymore. When David comes to Achish, Melech Gat, Achish, the king of Gat, David is given the city of Tziklag as his camp, because David does not want to be in the main city of Gat, in the kingly city of Gat. While David is there, in Tziklag, he uses it as a base to attack stealthily against the nations of Geshuri, Gizri, and Amaleki. And he doesn't leave any survivors, and he takes the spoils. He brings these spoils to Achish, the king of Gat. And when David is asked where the spoils are from, he answers they are from the Judean, Yerachme'eli, and Keni in the Negev. I.e., David is saying that he attacked his own Judean relatives and those who are connected to them. So Achish would think that he is loyal to him, to Achish, and is not loyal to his family and his people anymore. That he's loyal to Achish and a traitor to his people. And this was David's custom all the days that he was in the Plishtim's territory. Because if anyone survived these attacks, they would tell Achish the truth, that David is really attacking these other nations and not his own Judean relatives. And in verse Yudbet, Pasuk, right, Yudbet, verse 12, Achish believes him and said, ah, he despises his people and he will be loyal to me forever. Vaya'amen Achish b'David lemor, hav'esh hiv'ish ba'amo b'Yisrael, v'haya li le'eved olam. Achish trusted David, and he thought, oh, he despises his people, and he will be my vassal forever. This chapter is inserted here to show us the danger David is in when he has to leave Israeli territory. Just like earlier, being out of Israel has its dangers. Remember when David went to Moab? And David acts slyly and ruthlessly to survive here in Chutz La'aretz in the Plishtim. So is this depiction showing what a great warrior David is, defending Israel at all costs? Or is it reminding us that war can be brutal? And we can understand why in the future, Shlomo, the man of peace, Shalom, Shlomo, builds the Beit HaMikdash, builds the temple, and not David, who, as the Divrei HaYamim Chronicles said, spilled too much blood in his wars. Shaul's actions have far-reaching ramifications for David. In the next few chapters, we will pivot from David to Shaul, back and forth, to constantly compare the actions of both in this time of crisis. Let's see what happens in our next chapter, chapter 28, Perek Kafchet. Thank you for studying together, Le'ilui Nishmat Frida, Bat Moshe Eliyahu.